Swami Nityananda teaches the unity of all religions with the emphasis on daily meditation. He is the minister of All Faith Fellowship at Tyler, Texas, and he has a retreat there. He is speaking this afternoon on Christ consciousness and astrological symbology. This will be given in four parts. This afternoon, part one. This evening at 7:30, part two. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, part three. And tomorrow evening at 7:30, part four. We'd like to have you welcome Swami Nityananda.
So, let's just calibrate our minds. If I'm not talking loud enough, let me know. Alright. The lecture today is Christ consciousness through astrological symbology. But as I said before, there are no lectures for Swamis. It's satsanga. Three things occur at satsanga: a physical contact, a mental contact, and an extrasensory contact. Therefore, your consciousness will be raised into levels of experience at the same time. This being the period of the Christ birth, man is familiar in the Western world that the journey to Bethlehem had to do with three wise men following a star. Now, anytime you read anything pertaining to the star, in any religious writing, metaphysical writing, automatically you are drawn to the idea that there must be something to do with astrology. Why would three men, who are kings in their own rights, leave their homes in search of another individual via the guidance of a star? And certainly the Orientals aren't that foolish to waste their time to follow a star in the heavens in search for another being, let alone if he was a Western man with scientific equipment. There have to be some meaning far-reaching into it. To understand the Christ intelligence via the astrological symbology, you must first understand man, looking at man. Man has been termed at one time a miniature universe in a greater universe. Now, to look at this idea, we must look at the human body. And let us look at the human body near the head, and that's the spine. Let me say this is the neck, shoulder, waist, hip. Now, according to Eastern thinking, the human body is divided up into certain centers or chakras. And the first one is located in this spine. It's called the coccyx center. And it's also known as the earth center. Then the next center is called the sacral. Or regenerative center. Third is called lumbar. Is in line with the navel, just below the ribcage. The fourth is called the dorsal, the line of the heart. The fifth is called the cervical. Sixth is called pili, point between the eyebrow, or right center. And the top of the head is called pinion. When viewed in astrological symbology, we will see a very interesting illustration. It is stated that Jesus was born by astrologers in the Piscean age, hence the symbol of the fish or fishes were associated with his words. Some of us can take the fish literally, which is true that the master did feed people, thousands of the fishes, bread. But when look into this particular frame of reference, we will see something very important, very far-reaching. And we deal with the Christ intelligence, not the personality. In the Piscean age, if we put Pisces over here, representing the upward movement of the cosmic clock. And that would represent the downward movement of the cosmic clock in man. A clock has an upward movement and a downward movement. 12 hours up, 12 hours down. In the cosmic, we have the same principle going on. There is no separation. And the next center, if we are in the Piscean age, and this is the Earth, he was born in the planet Earth, the Piscean age, then this is the starting point of the Piscean intelligence in that age. The age is determined on the right side, or the positive side, of the Earth sign in Oriental astrology. As the starting point of the intelligent movement.
Please speak in profound.
All right. The next sign for Pisces is Aries. The next sign for Aries is Taurus. The next sign for Taurus is Gemini. This is on the positive side of the clock. The next sign is Cancer. Now, according to Sri Yukteswar in the autobiography of a yogi, he says man is governed by an inner universe to which all are united to. Therefore, in an inner universe, there have to be a moon and a sun in relation to the zodiacal belt. So this the Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Cancer, then the next one will be moon. The sun would be in top, and that is Virgo. And on the left side of the chart, we see Libra. And on the left side of the heart, we see Scorpio. And the lumbar on the left side you see Sagittarius. Then the sacral we have Capricorn. And again on the right side we have Aquarius. Now we are looking at a very strange arrangement within the cosmic matter. Jesus was born of a virgin of immaculate birth. This is what the symbology states. True, there is an immaculate birth. There was a virgin. Physically speaking, that is true too. Not as impossible as God. But going into deeper understanding of the Christ intelligence in the astrological symbology, which will always resolve itself when checked out, in the age that the master consciousness appears, we will see Virgo, the sun. The light is in Virgo. The pureness, the Christ intelligence, in the Piscean age on the Earth will have to come in, astrologically speaking, in Virgo, when the sun was in Virgo. If he came in on the Piscean age. Now, his sun is in Virgo, where would his moon be? and real. They did not come from royalty, from the house of David. If his mother was a virgin and she was a descendant of the house of David, and the lion is royalty. If the moon is in Leo, and Leo indicates heralding the news, hence the idea that Gabriel came to herald the news of the advent of the birth of a God-man to a virgin. Pisces is the symbol. Virgo is the sun. Leo is the moon. The Christ intelligence is working on the inner realm already. In that age, all men were being drawn. Now, he was born in a manger among animals. In the cave of the rib, right between here, this part, above, below the heart, looks like a new cave. And you will notice animals seem to surround that area more than other areas in the astrological makeup. We have fish, there is the lamb, Taurus the bull, Sagittarius, Capricorn, half horse, half man, Capricorn the goat, and Aquarius, light, water, born in the manger. In the lower realm of the anatomy of the cosmic man, the Christ intelligence came into existence. The Christ intelligence was appearing now in its true makeup within that frame of reference in a manger. Now, three wise men had to seek him. In astrology, you know there are three very important signs, but in fact there are four. Let us see if it is true. Were there really four wise men who sought Jesus, three from him at birth and one from him later? There is that knowledge existing in Catholic writings, in many metaphysical writings, that there were four wise men who sought the Master Jesus, three from him at birth and one from him later. Sagittarius in astrology is considered the philosopher, house of religion. In Hindu philosophy, Sagittarius is called the guru, the teacher. Capricorn is also one of the spiritual signs in astrology, representing organization, balance. And we have Aquarius. These three were seeking on the earth plane the Christ born in Pisces. Now the Pisces is also a spiritual sign in astrology, and the fourth wise man had to be a Pisces too. He had to set out to seek the Christ. It is said in writings, Eastern, that one wise man brought gold, one brought frankincense, and one brought myrrh. Well, in astrology, which of the planets would be capable of giving gold or governing gold? We find that in Sagittarius, the beneficent flow of Jupiter governs Sagittarius. Gold would be attributed to Sagittarius. Frankincense, the ministry, organization. In Saturn we find that governing Capricorn, discipline, order, a new idea, a new renovation in life. That is brought. Aquarius, life. Myrrh is used only at death. to ensure perpetuation of life in some form. And Bhama, Aquarius, means the new life, the renewal of life. The Christ and man would eventually have to triumph over death. The other wise man who didn't come at birth now came after Vanyasa. He would have to be a Piscean. He would have to have a dual purpose like a fish. He was a healer, just like the Christ who embodied in the Christ lineage was a healer. But he healed with the mechanical methods, which is the dual method, whereas the Christ in the body healed with the spiritual method. One would have to be applying spiritual methods to heal, and the other would be applying mechanical methods to heal. They would eventually have to meet later, only at the point of death. It is written in certain writings that that particular wise man did meet the Jesus on the cross. Now, I said before, Virgo, the sun, virgin, a virgin birth. Leo, the lion, is in the moon, house of Judea, royalty, declaring something new. Alarm roars or heralds its existence or its presence before it attacks. We must indicate to the world in some way our presence before we can have the right to strike up. This would be practical. In ancient times, if a newsman was going to come into the town, a crier, as we call them, and indicate some news, they'll ring a bell to create some type of a clamor or sound to indicate to people, here I am, I have news by order of the king or whatever it is, to tell you this. Gabriel is a herald, a messenger. We see it in astrological symbology. Leo, the lion, roaring to indicate that. Now, you see some other symbology knocked up in the Christ. The animals are in the manger. Aries, ram, Taurus, bull, Sagittarius, which is half a horse, half man, Capricorn, goat, born in a manger. The Christ, which is the Piscean sign, and the earth plane, and below the lumbar region is indicated as the manger or cave. Now, there is only one sign that is called the subtle beast. We don't have a serpent in the astrological symbology, but the closest thing to a serpent in the astrological symbology is Scorpio. It carries almost the shape like a serpent that was not. A serpent has no legs, but this other one seems to have a sting in the leg. But where is Scorpio located in this whole frame of reference? Scorpio, representing now in Oriental philosophy, the serpent, is located on the left side of the heart. Now, the Christ intelligence, when it's going to herald its sermon from the mount, that is the mount in man, the forehead thing. Sermon on the mount, consciousness of the intelligent man comes up here at the point between the eyebrows and heralds the news to give a new thought, something of value. Now you notice Libra is in the throat. Libra is balance. So, to give out something new from the month like the lion roaring or indicating, it's going to indicate a balance between certain forces. Scorpio and Gemini are going to be balanced out in the heart center. Now in the Sermon of the Mount, there is one line that goes this way. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Scorpio is the subtle force in this symbology. And Gemini represents men, male and female, God is strength. They are in union. Because is there such thing in the scripture that did not say that woman came out of man? So where is Gemini? Gemini is the sign of man, male, female. When we go on to our future discussion of the Christ in part 2, we will show how Gemini will eventually fit into this whole frame of reference from the birth of creation with Adam and Eve. In this Piscean age, Scorpio, the subtle symbology, must be overcome. And in the Sermon of the Mount, it states, when the pure in heart, they will see God. When man is pure in heart, he will see God. When he's not trapped by the subtle pull of desire or the serpent within himself, the heart is purified, he will see God. In the inner workings, when Gemini and Scorpio are lined up. Now, when Jesus, which is the Christ in Christ, he fasted on the mountain, he had to battle his dual nature, the man in him. That's Gemini in the heart. And then he had to place behind him, that is on the left side if you want to see, the subtle beast, Satan or Scorpio. When these forces are resolved in the heart, where do we resolve most of our basic problems as they come up in us? You take it to heart when someone hurts you. You take it to the inward self and you try to resolve it. Who do you pray to? You pray for Christ. You pray to Jesus, the personality of the Christ. But when you finally resolve it in yourself, where is the pang? Where is the actual indication of the feeling? Where does it occur? Is it in the top of the skull? Or is it closer to the heart? Why do you beat your chest? Among us, when we were studying to be in the priesthood, in the Catholic, we beat your chest constantly. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. And we pine. We are hitting at the center, the focal point, for revolving and resolving these conditions. We're trying to resolve our physical self and our higher self by beating of the heart. And the pure in heart does see God. At this stage of the study, we'll use the heart as a center. Later on, as we continue in this series, we'll see something very important about the heart, why it becomes the resolving center in man. The Christ's intelligence, as we see it in terms of the nativity, in astrological symbology, is perfect. Born in the Piscean age, the sun in Virgo, a virgin birth, the house of Judah, lion, royalty, declaring balance, truth from the throat, resolving the pull within himself between Scorpio and Gemini, and out of the manger where the animals surround. And the three wise men seeking the Christ on their journey westward, after from the left to the right. If you're looking at this position of the chart, it would seem that over here is east, over here is west. The three wise men came from the far east, moving across the earth, out to the west, searching for the Christ. And they were led by a star. They were led by that inner light within themselves. Now, Jesus, when he was in the body, made another reference. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Now, if the Piscean sign represents the Christ intelligence in the astrological symbology, and it has to be lifted up, where does it have to be lifted up? To what part of the cosmic man would it move to? If it's going to move from the base earth in an upward movement, and Gemini represents man, it'll have to go past all these right up. The God center. And in so doing, it will pull up Gemini upwards. If I be lifted up, if Pisces be moved one step forward in this psychic movement, you will see a strange phenomenon happen to Gemini. Let us just basically move it one step forward up. Gemini will be okay. And Pisces will move up. Move up in line with the sacral. And if it's moved up in line with the sacral, then control of the sexual forces is under the Christ intelligent man. He governs this particular aspect of his nature, lifts himself up to his God self. He starts the process of self-rejuvenation. The God-man begins to manifest in the material world when he controls his moral, lustful nature by lifting up that particular aspect of the astrological symbol. Now, what will happen if it is lifted up? You'll see Scorpio descending down. The subtle beast is moving down, losing its power. And what would happen? Aquarius will start moving in. We would have to see the Christ intelligence appearing more dynamically now in the Aquarian age, where the subtle forces are going to be truly in balance. When we look back in the Piscean age, we see the Christ intelligence here at the earth point. Aries, the ram, was at the sickle center. Now, we also have a symbol who says, the Lamb of God taketh away the sins of the world. When we look into the astrological symbology, we see a lamb, the sign of Aries, and that is in the Piscean age, located at the sacral center, or the regenerative center. Now, when the sexual forces are lamb-like, chaste, unpolluted, then the Christ intelligence again is rising in man. Then he is resolved. Then he is transforming his base material flesh into divine flesh. Conscious immortality is an actuality now for the Christ-realized man. No longer does man have to wish for immortality after death, but with a Christ intelligence awakening within him, knowing that this is possible through a lamb-like, gentle, docile, abeyance of these forces, not the lustful aspect, then his Christ nature is rising. In astrological symbology, we can see this very clearly, how to bring about an abeyance of the sex energy by looking at it at Pisces in the Earth center. Pisces represents the Christ in the Piscean age. Virgo represents the Virgin, the Immaculate Virgin. And Leo, the heralding of the news, House of David, royalty. Taurus, Aries, Capricorn, Sagittarius, all embodied around the manger. The wise men are the three important aspects on the left side in astrology, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and on the right side, Pisces. These four signs at the end move in to represent the four wise men. Three are on record at birth, one is on record after birth. Gemini is the sign of man, male, female. Scorpio is a subtle beast. Now, as a Catholic, I've often seen the Virgin Mother standing on a serpent. And it's always puzzled me why, as a child, why does a woman stand on top of the serpent? And not only with her right foot, but her left foot is pressing on the head. That kind of puzzled me, because you can stand on that snake, and I know I've grown among snakes and I've seen them, you don't stand on their head too long, you're dead. But they bite you with them, and as far as it's poisonous. But Virgo, in astrological symbology, is in the sun sign. The light is permeating the cosmic man. Scorpio, the subtle form of the beast, is on the downward clock on the right side of the heart, which is life. Now, what is greater in a woman than her maternal love? This is her great fortress of existence. Her heart, the thing that is closest to her. Now, if she is treading on a deadly creature, like the serpent, she's treading from the heart feeling with devotion as a protection against some attack of some loved one. She would not risk her life against such a deadly creature unless there is some loved one involved. Scorpio, the serpent, is on a downward movement in the symbol. Gemini is man, and Jesus often referred to himself as the son of what? Son of man, closest to her heart, on the right side of the astrological symbology. We then see, viewing it from this aspect, the Christ intelligence is constantly at work. Now in the Eastern writing, the Christ intelligence is called the God in man. In the Hebrew writings, he is known to be called Emmanuel, God in man. Now, the intelligence present in vibratory creation, every form of this or sign of the zodiac is a representation of vibratory creation. And the intelligence within that vibratory creation has been called by the Eastern saints Christ conscious intelligence, Christ consciousness, not a person. It is a state of being within the vibratory structure of creation. It is the only level of existence within the vibratory structure that can perceive totally the origin and nature of the structure. That's why it's called the only begotten Son, not S-O-N, the only begotten light from a virgin, from a pure pristine state, the Son being in Virgo. in the Piscean age, we have a master key now of studying all the ages when the Christ intelligence manifested throughout all of the ages in the various records of man's journey. Think of what I just said. In the Piscean age, we have a master key to study all the ages when the Christ intelligence came into the manifestation of the earth, where men have realized the Christ in themselves. And tonight's lecture, I will show by shifting the ages and the various men who demonstrated Christ intelligence, how it balances out when their son is centered up with the age and the third plane they were existing. In relation to Jesus, we find him centered at Pisces. But there is a statement that goes, before Abraham was, I was. I who? I Jesus or I the Christ intelligence in all vibratory creation? It is from the study of the Piscean position in the astrological makeup of man, we will see some interesting facts about the other great masters that walked the earth who brought the Christ intelligence in their own mode of communication and in their particular era or age, and their symbology having now a deeper meaning, and why it will all lead up to our present day existence in the Aquarian age which we are calling ourselves or supposed to be entering in, what the Christ intelligence will really mean to us within the Christ, within this Aquarian age. Until we understand the Christ intelligence present in the Piscean age and some of the previous ages, we will not appreciate the Christ intelligence returning to us in the Aquarian age. You could not get the true grasp and the magnitude of the Christ power working within each one of us. The things I do, you shall do also, and greater things shall you do, because you will see how it lines itself up in the cosmic man. Why greater things you shall do? Know ye not that ye are sons of God? Each one of us is a spark of the divine light. And when viewed in the astrological symbology and its relationships, especially within the age we are now experiencing a comprehension of this movement, our own Christ consciousness becomes more important to us. It gives us more incentive to want to achieve it here and now. Not to achieve it now would be like Jesus says, death is your last enemy. If death takes over now before you have achieved something about your own Christ consciousness, you have allowed the enemy to defeat you. If you defeat the enemy, that is, if you apply your Christ intelligence to master the life principle within your makeup, then you have overcome death. You can now do as the master did, Master Paul. I rebuke you in your rejoicing, for I live and die daily with them. He knew how to call upon his own Christ consciousness and cause his own mechanism to go through conscious death, conscious immortality of the flesh. Resurrection is the goal of all mankind. We sell ourselves short by accepting reincarnation. But reincarnation is a necessary school to propel us into resurrection, life eternal. We can't appreciate one without the other. We have to have something to compare. And if we don't have a reference, logical makeup, we will not be able to compare the lives of other great masters in Master in Christ field. Now, each master within that Christ field has a specific responsibility to the age and to the group of people he is assigned to. But the message is eternally the same. He does not bring a new message, he does not tear down anything, he constantly reminds us of the wrong thing.
We got it.
It's 8 o'clock, the night of the war. And the next one tonight is 8 o'clock. I think there's one tomorrow evening at 3 o'clock. We are hoping, with the help of the wonderful group here in Virginia Beach, that when these lectures are over, these charts will be put together for the benefit of everyone, so that we can really, study the Christ intelligence in astrological symbology through the ages. And to let you in a little sneak preview, wait until the Pisces is in the sun.
And what?
Then you'll be able to prophesy ages ahead of time. Sri Yukteswar has actually broken a great enigma in the astrological thinking by opening the doors to the inner astrology for the first time. In the autobiography of a yogi, Paramahansa Yogananda's sister was ill, and he went to see his teacher, asked him to help him. And he told him that the sister needed to have an unperforated pearl on a gold band strapped to the ankle of her foot. And also that the doctors had told her that she would have no children, but rest assured that she would have two healthy children. Yogananda said to his master, "Is this an astrological divination of my sister, a horoscope?" And the master replied, "No, this is a deeper astrology based upon the inner man, that is, which all of us are linked to, regardless we know it or not. We are in the Aquarius age, we're going to be linked to it, according to the setup. If we are in the Pisces age, we will be linked to it within that frame of reference." So, in order to understand the Aquarian age, you have to understand the Piscean age, that's the age before us, and see it, how it fits into the cosmic plan. Because Aquarius is on the rising, but if we don't establish its location, we can't understand it. How would Aquarius fit into the picture today if we don't understand Pisces? So we have to start back with Pisces, and we have to start back with a life of a Christ-realized master, taking that as a measuring point to work out the positions, and the symbology must fit, otherwise it would be incorrect. So the Piscean age gives us a perfect master key to study back all the ages of all the great masters. We can see it while they said he was born of a virgin. Now, I know in some minds, physically speaking, they say this is impossible, especially married people or people who have children. But as we get more involved into understanding the mechanics of nature, the word impossible seems to disappear. Yet, within the astrological symbology, the symbols fit accurately within the cosmic man. Now we have something to look deeper into the Christ intelligence for. The outer manifestation is the personality. The birth in Jerusalem, Master Jesus. But if we look now at the deeper symbology, and then go back into the ages when great men came professing the same awareness, we will see some interesting facts about their existence. Why were they not then called the Christ in their time? We can understand now that the Christ is not a person. It's a level of existence within the age of time, and there always going to be Christ realized people all the time. So Jesus could not, in his own frame of reference, say that I am the only Son of God. He never did. The church placed this upon him by saying he was the only Son of God. When we look into the deeper structure, we see that the true Son of God is the intelligence manifesting in all the ages. So it's the only intelligence that will recycle itself all the time. And tonight's lecture will show how this recycling will occur. Yes?
This 2,000 years being an age, is that 2,000 years that we count time, or is that an astrological time? Like Easter comes by an astrological time, so it don't necessarily go by the calendar.
No, we must count it in terms of astrological time. So, you see, solar time. Because the ancient men did not deviate from that. 28 days is 1 month. Then 4.5 is 30. And therefore, if you divide 30 into 2,000, you get that much X years. They have a way of going back and checking it out. They are always guiding themselves by a 28-day lunar month. They don't deviate from that. Now, the reason why we have an extra 24 hours and an extra 40 minutes, which occur periodically every 4 years now, we call it leap year, this is based upon two other Christ men who were responsible for the shift. And you will see that as we go into their studies.
That's close to
12,000
years. Would that be halfway around the circle?
Would the Pisces
been up there at that time?
Alright, you've seen something interesting.
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, you're slowly getting the insights into it. Remember, they're not going to change. You can move the clock forward and backwards, and they will fall within the seven centers, or 7 days of creation. Clarified it, pinpointed to make us realize that there's an anatomy at work. Through his indication that man has 12 functions going on in this makeup. This top of the head is the sun. This is the moon. This will never change. And the signs of the zodiac revolve around from the throat all the time. It's called the inner elliptical path. Now, each human being is born in a particular age, but the age lasts for 2,000 years. So if we can establish the age and establish the personality of the age, we then have a master key to work with. The best age we can take now to use as a master key was the last age, which is the Piscean age, and the personality dominating that would be Jesus. The traditional history of it coming true would have all the symbology involved in it. And if we can read these symbologies correctly and line them up in the cosmic man, now we have the master key to work the rest, because it would be impractical to work beyond that. If you can remember the events of yesterday, then it's easy to go back day after yesterday and keep going back with more accurate pinpointing. In other words, more nitty-gritty. Yes?
Can you think of that in this way, like from a point of nuclear physics, the atomic structure, like bonds, and so on, field force, wave, vibration, and a person becomes conscious, aware of that vibration, its meaning, and accelerate this process properly. Things of that nature.
Yes, you can. Because the same Christ intelligence is not definite. You see, it would be highly impossible to say no when the Christ intelligence is involved in everything. But our ability to link into the Christ intelligence, what interferes with it? But as soon as we can link into it, or lock into it, our own Christ intelligence will trigger it out. The Christ in me loves the Christ in you. The Christ love in me will have to trigger off the Christ love in you for me. So if we can understand that now, wherever you are located in this frame of reference, it will trigger it out. For instance, let me point out one thing. Let's say you are born. What sign of the zodiac are you born? Well, that would place you within
Scorpio. Say on a cusp.
You're in Scorpio. So, if you were living in the Piscean age and born in Scorpio, and you were searching for the Christ intelligence, your basic nature at that time would be the lower propensities would not be dominant. The ideas concerning the lower nature, the physical nature, would not dominate your function. Your ideas would be more towards a higher nature. In other words, you'd be one of the people at the time quick to rally to the Christ in the body existing, to pay homage. You follow what I'm saying? Now, if your nature was lower down, born, then that nature will make you predominate. Wherever you are in the age, you will gradually gravitate to the Christ in form.
Suppose you have a very deep Virgo.
Then you'd be one of the few standing around. If you were at the very peak in Virgo, I said you would be one of the very few people standing around him. You would be ministering to him right there. You'd be present at the original inception. Well, there were other women around the birth of Jesus besides Mary, you know. And they would have to be of the Virgo symbol in astrology. Because they were close to that point of the divine life. Now, who is the closest woman relative from Mary? Elizabeth. And she was the wife of
Zacharias,
who is the father of John the Baptist, another chronicle. He was shouting, "Prepare your way." He was like a lion dog, challenging the world. And John, the word John, also means lion in Oriental language. Now we have a lion in many other languages, and there is a name later on in the series that we come. We will see who is the new lion. We will talk of that lion later on.
John was 6 months older than Jesus.
6 months older than Jesus.
Those
predictions, just above, he would still be in the Piscean age. He would be kicking off the Piscean age. He would be in the Piscean age. Now, then another question?
History does not accurately record the exact year of Jesus' birth, then our present calendar is not in line with this, is it?
No, it would not be in line with this, it doesn't govern it.
How far would it be?
According to Sri Yukteswar, we are already on to the cusp of the third age. The third age has a 200-year cusp. And we have already gone through 200 years ago. Now if you look back 200 years, and this is 1976, we will be in 1971, we will be in 1771. Now, 5 years after 1771, what happened to this piece of earth is standing up? But before it became a nation, let's go back another 46 years and see what happened in the European area and this area. The history will start appearing some interesting facts. <coughs> 246 years of the Aquarian age is already impressing itself upon us. So it is from that reckoning that Sri Yukteswar takes his basis, that if we are already 246 years in the influence of Aquarius, then move back from that point exactly to 4 BC. That means you have to walk back to the time before BC now, and that will establish the birth of Jesus, which is when the Pisces age began to appear. That was close to the 1900s.
Does that mean for the Aquarian age there will again come a great leader like Jesus the Christ to begin the time?
Yes. But his role may not be like Jesus. His role may be fully realized like Jesus, acting out a different activity. You'll have a conflict if he came back in the garb of Jesus. Because we will look at this, see, we don't accept the beard and the long hair and the sandal and the robe as a Christ-realized man. Certainly that garb will not fit for the Aquarian age. Now, even if he demonstrated miracles as a means to impress us, we will not accept it easily. Now if he comes in an Ivy League suit with an attaché case on his hand walking, this don't fit the garb of how we looked upon him in time gone by.
Would this be related to words of Jesus in the last chapter of Matthew? He said, no, in the King James Version, he said, no, I'm with you always until the end of the world. But in the original Greek version, it's no, I'm always until the end of the age.
Ah, big difference.
Mm-hmm.
That is a big difference. Until the end of the age.
Mm-hmm.
Then it throws a different light on the subject, that the Christ intelligence will come in human beings in each age when they awaken to it. That the Christ intelligence is always with us. All the time. It never leaves us.
But the Bible says, I will come as you saw me go.
I will come as you saw me go.
Is that the same body that he walked in the place?
The Christ intelligence manifesting in any form would manifest in a Christ body. Now, every human being in this room, including myself, has access to that body. When we put it on, when this body has thrown off corruption and taken on non-corruption, it will come and go again. Immortality of the flesh is the Christ body that comes and goes at will throughout the end of time. Each one of us has access to that body. When we lift up the man in us and we lift up ourselves,
how about individual manifestation of Christ? How can they perform a life force?
What?
The individual manifestation of the Christ. You mentioned it as a key. How about taking the form of
a woman?
Black woman.
When we use the term he in religious thinking, we're not thinking of man or male. We're thinking of a positive principle that doesn't deviate. It can manifest in both male and female, black, white, yellow, or green. Wherever that individual who has a pure heart and can see God, that manifestation is there. But it's termed he because in English, not like other languages, we don't have a way of identifying certain principles in terms of gender. We refer to God, if we truly want to be technical, we can say God is it. Because the moment you say he, automatically you think of male. If you think of she, you think of female. And if God is neither form, or unmanifest, or has no personality, then you would have to think of it. And to think of it is alien to a human being. Because a human being has a form. And since he has a form, he would want a he if he's a he, and he would want a she if he's a she, and vice versa. So English is very difficult to relate to a cosmic idea. But a personality can manifest in any form once they have that awareness. It is not something that is one person as a priority. That's why Jesus said, the things I do, you can do also, and greater things shall you do. And he that seeks the truth will make you free, free men all, Lord of yourself. That is, you will manifest your own Christ self. There is no limitation.
What must the individual do to lift up?
That is the next lecture tonight. In part two of the Christ Intelligence in Astrological Symbology will show how they're looking at it. Yes?
You made the reference to reincarnation and resurrection. Do I understand the meaning of resurrection is the last stage of reincarnation?
Resurrection is not the last stage. When you use the word last stage, you are talking in terms of finality in the English structure. When we use the term resurrection, we are talking of in terms of timelessness. That there is no return. No return to a finite state. See, that does not say, like Sri Yukteswar said when he was in the autobiography of a yogi, even those who have resurrected on different realms will remain in those realms serving as messiahs, as saviors to those individuals who have to be lifted up. But even they would go on to another realm in service. So this resurrection is constantly recycling. There is no end. Now Jesus would put it another way. So him that overcometh, I will not send forth a second time, but I will make him a pillar in the house of my Lord. Now a pillar is a fixture, is a permanent thing. Resurrection indicates permanency. It's a state where the body reaches permanency, where this particular mechanism can come and go by that divine love, unpolluted, and would not have to go through breakdown anymore. But we don't call that the final state. That would be a putting a limitation to its manifestation. That God has reached the final state by making us all resurrected. It is a state of being to which we must aspire in order to perform our God work properly. In this state, we could not truly perform our God work properly, because this state is subject to disease, to cold, to heat, to hunger, to pain, limitation that you can't even go through the wall when there are no doors, and can't even go from here to New York if there are no planes or trains. These are the limitations upon it. But in that body form, there are no limitations. Then the divine service to the Creator begins for the first time, in a truer sense of the word. The love for the Lord is greater than when there are no limitations upon the physical frame. You know, a person with toothache can't love the Lord. Either he take the tooth out or curse the Lord. Thank you.